Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special one-off Boop Show coverage of the live Sony PlayStation 5 reveal event on this date, which is Thursday, June 11th. It is just about 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, where I am. And me, Scott Johnson, and him, John Jagger, are here to watch this together with you. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure and my duty as a citizen of this country to make sure that John and I get to talk about PlayStation. Okay, before this thing starts, and we do have a few minutes before it does, about five, hopefully if there's a countdown and you find folks at home want to sync up the video VOD that they put up after this and want to hear us with your video, we'll try to do the countdown and synchronization so you can kind of cue it up the way you need to. If not, then this version of what I'm doing right now with John will also be on YouTube after. Now, whether YouTube keeps it there, sometimes they get weird about copyright when there shouldn't be an issue like this. Plus, there'll be a million videos that do this and they all get away with it. So if we don't, I don't know why that'll be. So I'm just preempting that to say, hey, it's possible whatever I put on YouTube might get the hose if it doesn't put the lotion on the skin. So keep your eye on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had to go that far with all that. But
no, you know. Really let people know. Let people know what they need to do.
Give them the information. Quick. Right. Give them the tools. Don't teach a man. Don't give the man fish. Teach the man how to fish.
That's right.
And then no more taking my fish. This is how I look
but
at it.
But you should give him the tools because it will be hard to fish without tools. If Animal Crossing has taught me anything.
Right. Give him the tools to fish, preferably a more durable tool to fish, not a flimsy one. Then perhaps you can fish longer. I still don't have any golden weapons in that, or golden tools in that game.
Golden weapons.
Which really bugs me.
That's how I fight insects, is with my golden net.
That's my golden net. But there was the one time where a golden balloon was floating by, and normally that's where you're going to get something rad like that, a recipe and or an item. And the gold balloon gift showed up floating overhead, and I went, oh, sweet, I'll get it. And I'd forgotten that I had stashed my slingshot at the house. They've changed the screen to say stay tuned on it now.
Oh.
Anyway, so I went. You can't do anything. You can't go back to your house to get the slingshot because if you do, it's a whole new instance outside. Everything respawns in different places. So you can't just hope that that balloon's still there. It's gone.
And you don't have a crafting station outside, do you?
No, I don't. It's in my house. And I need to change that because I think they're even encouraging me to put it outside because it's a damn tree stump.
Yeah.
Of course it goes outside. What am I thinking? What's up with me?
Look, you wanted to live in harmony with nature. I understand.
Well, I appreciate your understanding. Anyway, so as far as this thing goes, excuse me, we're going to see probably the hardware to go along with the controller that they leaked / posted, 2 months ago now? A month ago, whatever it was. Time's weird right now. I don't know what time is anymore. But anyway, whenever they did that. So we've seen this controller, but we haven't seen the device it connects to. We haven't seen the lineup of launch games. We haven't seen a lot of things. So this is also an event without a stage or an audience. So we don't know what this even looks like. Is this a pre-produced thing like the way Nintendo does their directs? Or are we going to see people in their basements on webcams talking to us about Sony stuff? Do you have a prediction in that regard? What do you think we're going to get today?
Sony tries to definitely class the joint up, I feel like. Sometimes they can get a little, maybe even obnoxious about how prestigious they think things are.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to get a Zoom call with Sony executives showing us stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what I want to see.
I kind of do too, weirdly. Like, as much as there's part of me that wants to see the shine of a presentation, but part of me wants to see how scrappy they are in this situation that we're in right now. Like, maybe, I mean, Microsoft kind of had to do a little bit of a slapdash thing with their last thing, but their thing's different, right? They're spreading it out over time. It's little bits here and there. You kind of expect it to be a little bit more homemade. If I have to make a prediction, I just can't see Sony doing that. They're going to make this shiny and chrome.
Yeah, but they've also been really weird with this announcement. Like, PS5 has been there you know, you we found out it existed from just somebody being like, yeah, we're working on the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learned more about it from just an interview that they did. And then they were just like, here's the controller.
Yep.
And then they had that weird, just it looked like a presidential address hosted by Dana Carvey, where they talked about it a little bit. And yeah. it just, they haven't handled it the way they normally do. So who knows what we're going to get?
Yeah, I completely agree. So looks like it's probably about to start. We're at one. Oh, we're exactly on the hour. So let's see if they start on time. I guess the answer is they have not started on time.
Right. I don't think so. I think that's why they wrote stay tuned.
Yeah, I think the stay tuned is there's some thinking there. I need to crop something real quick. Let's see. That line's about there. So people don't have to see that. Okay. I think that'll do it. Yeah. I did it. Yeah, baby. Okay. Should be any moment now. Oh. Nope. It's just the blue fading. Oh. I get the feeling maybe they're not going to do a countdown, but it would really be nice if they did. So if people wanted to sync our commentary, they could.
Yeah, I want a countdown. Give us the countdown, Sony. Yeah, that's what we need. We need to get ready. We need to know.
Exactly. And quick note here, this would have been E3 week, and John and I would have been doing days of this. Likely we would have had Patrick at all hours of the night in Finland with us, and we would have done coverage of all the major stuff. In fact, the one year where you're actually between jobs at the moment, this is the perfect time because you wouldn't have had to take time off. You would have just been there. Like 2020 should have been peak Frog Pants coverage of E3.
Yeah.
Instead, we get these weird little, you know, do what you can kind of things. And that's fine. It's fine. But it's worth
2020
mentioning.
2020 should have been a lot of things.
2020 could have been, man, we could have been contenders this year. We really could have.
Could have done it. We could have gone all the way.
Oh, shit.
Chad says they miss Cranky Patrick.
Yeah, don't cranky. We all?
Oh, we're starting.
Okay, we're beginning. Let's see what we see here. This program contains mature content that may not be suitable for John Jagger. Man.
Oh, man. That
how
was
specific they are. All right, here we go. We're going to see hardware. So excited. All right, so it's a Tron Cube. Excellent.
Running on real engine technology.
Is that a... Oh, that's a... These are the symbols. The Sony symbols, I think. And that's the eye of... in the Teen Titans, what's the purple girl? That's what this reminds me of.
Raven?
Yeah, that looked like Raven. Oh, okay,
she's
so we got...
Raven powers.
Now we got the circle. Many of you know it as the X button on your other consoles. What do we got here? This is the X, which is usually the A if you're an Xbox person. Don't even let me get into Nintendo and how they do it.
Oh, it's all backwards.
This is cool. It's like Tron in here. Okay, there's the symbols. They really are leaning into that visually here.
Yeah. It's because the big surprise is it's a fraternity now.
Yeah. Did you know that's supposed to be called the cross symbol? Have we talked about that?
You ever wonder, like, different choices?
Here we go.
How we might have ended up?
No. I like the hand we've been dealt.
Start with PS4. Yeah. Remember the past.
Yeah, remember last generation and the generation before that. Oh, God of War is so good, dude. What a game that was. All right, some anime. I don't know what that was, but go ahead and put that in.
You know, you always need a little anime.
I kind of agree. There's Joel.
Not too much. We're destined for
something great. Hey, the brief glimpse of your Final Fantasy business there.
Yeah, it belongs to me now that I'm into it.
Yeah, of course. All right, so there's the, hey, last time on PlayStation.
Why did I move here?
What's this?
I guess it was the weather.
Oh, shit.
Or the, I don't know, that thing. That magic.
Never mind. This is Grand Theft Auto 5. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, but now... Sounding more and more like a sneeze. That's all I got.
Every day. Yo, every day. Okay, I'll bet I know what they're going to do here. Up-resed as hell version of GTA 5 on your PlayStation 5. Either
is that,
that
really what you lead with? I mean, we up-res the old game?
I don't know. It's weird, right? I mean, the game is already weird for being so successful for so long. Yeah, this is great imagery. A lot of shooting and looting and cop stuff. This is great. Great timing, Sony. No wonder you delayed this.
Yeah. Probably was put together a little bit ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe feels a little too real at the moment. But.
A little. Champagne, anyone? Okay. Okay. Just sort of smash things. They're showing a lot of stuff that's online only, GTA Online stuff. Yeah, like this. Now what? And that.
Expanded and enhanced.
Okay, yeah. It is what I thought.
Hey guys, you can get PlayStation 4 games on your PS5. Congratulations.
Yeah. Is that the first game ever to span that many consoles as the single game and getting that many updates? That might be a record.
Probably.
PS5 owners will get a GTA Online free at launch in 2021. Starting today, GTA 5 PS owners get 1 million in GTA cash every month. Wait a minute.
That'll make the online people very happy.
Well, they print money, that thing. People love that stuff. Okay, oh, here we go. Soothing. It's very soothing. Hey, remember
what
this?
Hit PS4 game is going to be on the PS5 next?
Remember that symbols at the beginning? Well, now they're made of glass and are fully transparent. Ooh, that is kind of cool looking. All right, here we go.
It was great to kick today off with a look back at just some of the seminal moments of the last 25 years. And what better way to bridge our past and our future than with a game that's graced every PlayStation console, Grand Theft Auto. It's been a privilege partnering with Rockstar Games for many years now. And we're thrilled to open today with the news that that partnership will continue with PlayStation 5. It's now just over a year since we began sharing technical details of PlayStation 5, but today's the day that we've been looking forward to for years, when we get to show you just some of the games.
Sounds like the King of the North, doesn't he?
PlayStation 5 marks the biggest generational
transition.
Sorry,
I thought it was Gordon Ramsay when you first popped up.
The content we've curated
going
for today's event
take a hot dog and make a meal out of
it. PS5 has inspired developers to create new experiences that are transformative in how they look, sound, and feel. Enough from me. We're going to have the games do our talking.
I agree. Enough from you. Get out of here, Ned Stark. All right.
Bake a risotto.
Yeah, go bake a risotto. Game footage is about to see. Is it beta? Okay, it's beta. What do we got here first?
A hero is just someone who doesn't give up. Your dad said that.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Some Spider-Man business.
Don't you think?
All right. Yeah. Oh, that's Miles Morales right there.
Yep, and this is a good lead.
Go be a hero, Miles.
Okay, let's do this.
This is a good place to lead off your gameplay stuff. Although, do not be surprised, in my opinion, if this looks an awful lot like the last game, because we are at the incremental improvement stage.
I'm going to say I am okay with this game being a lot like the last game. That game was great.
I'll agree with you. That was an amazing... It was my PlayStation highlight for the year. I loved it. Or for the generation, actually. I loved it. Oh, it's just called Spider-Man Miles Morales. Who's making it, though? Is that
It does say Insomniac Games at the bottom.
Okay, sweet. That's who we want.
今日は皆さんに僕らが作っている新しいグランツーリスモの情報を、シェアできるということですごく興奮しています。今回のグランツーリスモはおそらくこれまでのね、グランツーリスモの
Here's my controversial take. You ready, Scott?
Yeah, go for it.
The most boring car game ever made.
I'm going to do an equally controversial move and agree with you 100%. on your statement. I think that the game is beautiful, groundbreakingly so, and has been since its inception, but puts me to effing sleep as a racing game.
They never before has a company ever made racing seem so just dry and boring, and I don't know. I'm sure it has its audience. There are the people out there who like it, but it is not me. Nope. I will take Forza or, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Forza Horizon in particular. Forza itself, not really my jam in the same way this isn't. But Forza Horizon 4 in particular, that thing's great. Because it's like Burnout Paradise, basically, in a lot of ways.
Does look nice, though.
Yeah, it looks very pretty.
I mean, that's what you want from a new console, though, right? You want to put a driving game on there and go, look, you can't tell that this is a game.
Yeah, you want your showcase, your graphical showcases to blow your mind. I mean, nobody makes cars look as pretty as these games. It's super porny. It's card porn. Car porn, not card porn.
Card porn.
Yeah, card porn is different. All right, so these are aspects of the game. Here we are driving. Before was like the worldview menu. Ooh, look at the lighting, though. Wow. All right, so there's some of that lighting tech at play. Ray tracing and stuff. That's going to be the biggest uptick, in my opinion, is that lighting. Because look at that. Look at that. Every one of those lights making reflections on everything in real time.
Yeah, I also like the just built-in rear view on the dash. I know that's something that cars actually have now, but
yeah,
you know,
relatively new.
You don't have to press a weird button. There's no weird hovering mirror. Like it's integrated now.
It probably depends on the car. Like the cars that have it, they'll show it, and the cars that are like they'll have vintage stuff in here with like a regular rear view in the top. If I had to guess, because they always go for real, like they want these cars to be exactly like their real world counterparts. This is the part of the game where I go, oh, sorry, Grand Theft Auto, well done, good job. Okay, ooh, more stuff from the big studio here. What we got here? Who we got there? Oh, I'll bet this is because they bought Double Fine, right? Or no, that was Microsoft. What is this?
Yeah, I think Microsoft bought that one.
Let's hear a little audio on it.
Oh no, it's whimsical.
Yeah, very. Oh, all right, Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, you all right, hey, Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
No way.
I like Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
It appears that the dimensions are collapsing on one another. If we cannot get to... Right, the ship. I mean, we can't be that far.
Clank is a favorite of mine. I like Clank. Ratchet's okay. Oh, wait, which one's Ratchet?
Ratchet's the Lombax.
Okay. Clank's the robot.
Clank's the robot. You can tell because it's the sound he makes when he walks. That's not
listening! See, stylized stuff like this looks so good right now. Oh, it's so great.
Oh, look at this. This is cool. I like this effect. This is neat.
Yeah, this is neat. Oh, good lord.
With all this dimension hopping, how neat would it be if they ran into Jack and Daxter?
Yeah. It was like, oh, hey. Well, it is certainly not good. I'm trying to think of another... Well, this isn't even them anymore. Or is it still them? They're doing Spider-Man now, so would they be doing this too? What's their names? You just said their names and I forgot it.
Insomniac.
Isn't that, they're the ones that used to do this series, right?
I think so.
Oh, wow, that looks good.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I mean, that's the dream of playing a Pixar movie in real time. It's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they've been saying since the first, like, Ratchet and Clank and all of that. But, you know, now it looks on par with it.
Yeah, the fidelity on this is nuts. Oh, a girl! Did you see the girl?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a girl robot as well called Clara Ank? I don't know what her name would be.
Clara Ank.
Hi, I'm Marcus Smith, creative director at Insomniac Games.
Oh, yeah.
The entire studio is so excited to be able to share with you a first ever look at Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, a brand new, full-length, interdimensional adventure built from the ground up for the PlayStation 5. We're doing things we've never been able to do before, like use dimensional rifts to be able to leap from planet to planet nearly
Girl Wombats.
Or put ray trace reflections on Clank. All of our alien worlds are filled with density and life previously unseen. Plus, Ratchet's all-new arsenal is more exciting than ever.
His new arsehole?
DualSense controller's enhanced feedback.
Oh, I heard that.
I mean, I don't know if we get to make that joke when they make the joke in the title, but...
Yeah,
it's a good point. More with you in the future. But for now, here's another look.
All right, let's see what you got there, Ratchet and or Clank. Chat room, the stream's at 60, and my restream is at 30, and it may be making things seem hitchy, but it's not, I promise. This doesn't matter if you're looking at it. Oh, look at that. What? John, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you are pulling these rifts. Oh, weird.
Sand shards from above.
Oh, look at all the stuff going on. All these particles.
Yeah.
I love games where all kinds of shit is flying everywhere. Love that.
That's what I always liked about it. You smash stuff and there's just little bolts and they just go flying into you and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
look at that. That big old...
Holy shit. This looks great.
I will never get used to that. Hey, break reality.
It's good that in Sonic, because isn't I want to say the last one, or maybe one right before the last one, wasn't even that team. It was somebody else, and it was okay.
No, I think the last one was a movie tie-in, actually. It was like a retelling of the first game to coincide with the movie.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. I never saw that movie. Oh, look at all this
shit. No, I heard the movie was okay.
Yeah, I would actually see it. I just forgot about it. But I wouldn't mind seeing that. Whoa, that's so rad. Yeah, this looks nice. Wow. I just love all the shit everywhere. Just stuff flying all over the place.
Makes me excited about how all we're going to be able to see it. You know, this game can handle it. Other games will do it. And...
Mm-hmm.
I just like it. I like when stuff goes flying. I'm with you.
I do too. And maintains a strong frame rate, which, best I can tell, this seems to be. Rift apart, it's almost like ripped apart. See?
I get it.
Do you get it now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
I think it's, you know, but like a rift, because there's a rift in the dimensions.
Exactly. So we got rift apart. Oh, I meant to be writing these down, and I didn't. That's okay. I'll get it later on a blog somewhere. Someone else will do the hard work for me.
Thanks, someone else.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, okay, here's your sequel, I'll bet you. Here comes part two.
Oh, no way. There's no way they're already doing part two of Final Fantasy VII.
Square Enix, man. I don't know.
In a world not her own.
Where resolve will be tested. Where dragons walk around with gold leaf on. Where you only see your
this
mouth.
Wolf and gold leaf
to... Yeah. But this looks pretty, though. Whatever this is. She will rise. Oh, she rose. Oh, she's still rising. Okay.
This looks like the we made a game out of that Unreal thing.
It does. Project Athia. That dragon's got a chest leak. Whew, that's pretty. Designed exclusively for the PlayStation 5.
PlayStation 5.
The PlayStation 5.
That's how we have to say it from now on.
That's how I plan to. I don't know about you.
I'm going to get it on my PlayStation 5.
Yeah, the PlayStation 5. Do you guys carry the PlayStation 5?
No, I'm interested in Sony products like PlayStation 5.
Oh, okay. I think I know what this is. Nope, it's not what I thought it is. Never mind. It's something else.
I see robots.
It says, rip humans. Rest in peace, humans. Also a little on the nose right now.
Yeah.
Not really my favorite.
We here at Sony have decided to show you a glimpse of the future. We told you, here it is. It's 2021.
I know, J.K. Grammer, I also would like to see Breakpoint. I bet we don't, but I'd like to see it. All right, so we got some kind of robot world. There's a homeless robot. There's some just robots talking. There's a robot. No, it's a cat. He's a real cat.
You play as the cat?
Maybe. There's like a Mac head guy. It's pretty cool. Oh, no, John, you're right. You play as the cat. Shit.
No, it's a trick.
You sure?
I don't think... Who wants to play as the cat in the robot game?
My point entirely.
I mean, I guess cat people. That's who, but...
It's a good-looking cat. I want to shit on your clothes. Oh, my gosh, it is about a cat. And you play
you
the cat.
You aren't going to play as the cat.
You totally play as the cat. Oh, my gosh. I'm sad that you were wrong. I wish you were wrong.
I love that the most controversial thing, even among calling Gran Turismo a boring game, that yeah. I will say today is that who wants to play as the cat in the robot game?
The answer is no one.
Apparently the chat room disagrees.
I don't know. Maybe. That seems interesting.
No.
Robots and cats? Come on now.
No, robots are interesting. Cats are not.
Ultra
I
HD Blu-ray.
I own a cat now, and let me tell you, there is nothing interesting about him.
I mean, I tend to agree. Here, I'm going to hide my picture so you guys can read this. Ray tracing. Okay, so they're talking tech specs here. All right, we got a controller. Ooh, sexy. Haptic feedback. Sexy. I actually really like the look of it. I know a lot of people are torn on that controller. Not me. I like it.
You know, it's fine. I think the problem is people did all those little, like, mock-up where they drew on it to make it look like something else.
Yeah.
And that's all I can see now.
My favorite was Strong Sad, because it's perfect for his broad shoulders. It was really good. 3D audio. Gonna have to upgrade my setup if I'm gonna get to take advantage of that. All right, you got your arrow. Do you... Okay, all right, we got that. What's that? Oh, these are the symbols again. Okay.
Hey, remember the PlayStation symbols?
Remember those.
Constant trade-offs between the artistic vision and technical limitations. With PS5, we're not going to be burdened like that. We're going to be able to realize our artistic vision a lot better. It's got a ton of horsepower, which is very easy to unlock, and it's a machine that's really easy to develop on. The PS5 will present a paradigm shift as to what players will come to expect from gaming. Will let us tell stories, make worlds, great gameplay that I think will truly captivate the player and really surprise quite a few people. Please take a look at this new franchise for Worldwide Studios coming exclusively for PlayStation 5.
He's a cool French guy. I like French.
Wouldn't it be wild if at the end of these interviews they were all together and then they all dissolved into pixels because they were all PlayStation 5?
Yeah, they go,
graphics.
And by the way, every one of us was a construct. Boom. Social distancing.
We're all in our house. Yeah, social distancing.
We're on Zoom, but it's being translated in real time. Ooh, this looks nice. On this alien planet. Oh, John, space stuff, spaceship. I'm in.
I do like space.
Me too, big fan.
She's landing on a planet, and I'm less keen on planets at the moment.
Yeah.
The attack. My death.
Oh. She died.
The crash.
Oh.
The attack.
We doing?
Oh, it's a Tom Cruise movie.
It's a little like Worlds Not Apart. Worlds, Outer Worlds? Outer Wilds?
The Outer Wilds?
Wilds. You just keep restarting and figuring your shit out. I bet that's what this is.
Each time I awake.
That's my I've pooped face, by the way.
Somehow different. As if changing.
Yes, Edge of Tomorrow.
This world.
Live, die, repeat, whatever it's called.
I'm willing to bet you this is just like Outer Wilds at its core. Oh my gosh, hands in the wheat? Are you kidding?
The longer I spend here.
Did Gladiator know how prevalent their hand in the wheat would be all these years later?
Lose. Nothing says death like a good old hand in the wheat.
That's what I say. Look at this. Ooh. Alright, some combat. I'm getting kind of a Mass Effect vibe out of that combat. Shepard.
Maybe it's a roguelike type that deal. Like, that'd be cool. kind of neat, the idea of a roguelike that's a little more, you know,
bigger, higher fidelity,
like this. Yeah,
story driven. I agree. I would play that. Returnal. That's actually
live, die, repeat.
Yeah, that's what I call a urinal that backs up. It's a Returnal.
That's why it was in yellow, I see.
Returnial. Hey, here's another version of those symbols. Check it out, guys.
Hey, guys, it's back. I can't wait to see what they do with the triangle next time. I'm a big fan of triangles.
All right, what do we got here? Well, you got to play it before you forget it. Whoever said that in the chat. Who knows if it's any good?
Most launch titles tend to be forgotten pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're not all winners. You hope some stick, and some do. But more often than not, what is this? They're great!
Five more Nights at Freddy's.
Oh no, is this Five Nights at Freddy's?
I don't think it's Five Nights at Freddy's. Oh,
it's Sackboy. Sackboy, A Big Adventure. I will admit I'm a big fan of Sackboy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because he's just got a grin that says, I know I'm about to get up to some trouble.
I'm a fan of the aesthetic I always sort of have been. This looks like it's a little more my jam because it's not pure side-scrolly. It looks like it's a little more... maybe it's only three-quarter scrolly, though. I'm not sure now.
Do you think it's going to be a create your own, or do you think this is going to be like something they put together? Like, and now they're just using Sackboy as a mascot?
I don't know. I'm going to guess that this is more focused on the adventure that they've made, like a proper Mario, you know, platformer, as opposed to one that makes stuff. But I wonder, since the game was so focused on making, I wonder if they would still include some aspect that's making stuff. I guess they'll tell us here, either now or we'll find out later. But as mascots go, I'm a big fan of Sackboy. I just think he's great. Look at him. He's just so dumb. He's like, hey, I got a zipper and I'm all brown. What's up?
My tongue hangs out when I'm happy. I'm like one part dog.
He's legit probably my favorite Sony mascot that's just sort of fun and goofy. You know, like whatever the equivalent of a Mario or something. I think I prefer him over all the rest. Even though that's dumb because he doesn't say anything and he's kind of weird, but that's just my jam. Okay, he's running. He's got to get away from these. Oh, boy. Okay, well, we don't know anything about the creation tools, if there are any. Sorry, everybody. Not going to happen. Oh, Lucid. I like Lucid. They make cool games.
Looking to settle some scores and crush anyone in his way. Ultimo Barricado! Challenging him is Jeff and a whole host of heavy hitters. It's time.
So sports, some sort? Future sport? Oh, what do we got here? It's like Rocket League meets...
Destruction Derby.
I mean,
hey guys, what if a Destruction Derby game but in cars? But sometimes not in cars? I don't know.
You kind of have me at that. I think I'd be interested. Destruction is a thing I love in cars.
Yeah. I do like when cars blow up.
I can't tell what the sport is, but apparently D.Va's in the game.
Uh-huh. Just kidding,
whoever that was, D.Va-like.
Well, the guy with a paper bag over his head.
Yeah, and Ninja Man with the ears, that's cool.
I got Genji.
Yeah, Genji's in there. I don't know if I like all the mugging for the camera stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little too...
That's probably because I'm old.
I mean, when I was... In 1993, this would have really got me excited. From an aesthetic point of view, I mean. But I like a good competitive, like, use cars to do shit sports game. So I'd be open to seeing what this is like. Destruction All-Stars. Yeah, I could see myself getting into that.
Yeah. I think aesthetically, it's a bit of a turnoff. But I think if you've said yeet unironically in the past 24 hours, that might be your jam.
I agree. Is yeet, it's the new on fleek. Oh, here we have two people talking.
My name is Josh Greer, and this is my brother Mike. We're from Ember Lab, a small team with a background in film and animation.
And we're very excited today to share with you the first look at our new game. It's a story full of adventure and charm that has themes in personal growth, and redemption. So please enjoy.
I have hair. My brother doesn't. Those guys seem cool. Oh, look at this. This is adorable. What do we got here? Some kind of little Keebler elves. Oh, I like cute stuff. Unless it's anime. Not so much that. I know you
are. then it's awful.
Awful.
You sense the power that flows through this land. Yet, you do not fully understand it.
I think that's Ken Watanabe, by the way.
That does sound like him. If not, they're doing a real good impression of him.
I love his voice.
Driven by the belief that you can help these troubled spirits. But you cannot hide your weakness from me.
This doesn't say whether any of these are launch titles, by the way. So I don't know if we really know. Some of these
you
might be later.
Have no power here, Kena.
Ooh, this is pretty. You get to feed your little shits.
It looks like there's a Pikmin quality to it.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of, what's that JRPG? Oh, I don't remember it. I just remember being very yellow. I have it on PC. It was very popular on console as well, and I don't remember the name of it.
It being very yellow?
Yeah, lots of yellow colors in it. The main character was yellow. And you would collect these little creatures as you played, and they would fight with you and for you. I'm totally getting that vibe here. Oh, this looks really nice.
Yeah, I like the look of this a lot.
What's it called? Kena. Bridge of Spirits. You have done well. So yeah, that's awesome. I think that looked cool. No, not Pokemon. You guys know what I'm talking about. There's a game. Somebody's played it in the chat. You guys figure it out while we look at these symbols we've seen all night. Or all day. Okay, symbols are gone. Now time for guy's head talking. Nope.
Hi, I'm a CGI render of a game.
Now what do we have here? A little 2D business. I like this.
You ever feel like you're just waiting for a sign? To do that thing you've always meant to do.
Ugh, what is that one?
Sometimes I feel like I'm just standing on the edge of doing great things.
Okay. Oh, they're like dinosaurs.
Yeah, these are like dinosaur people.
Something's holding me back.
Persona, Dinosaur Edition.
Maybe it's just nerves.
I would play that game, Scott. I thought about it for a minute. I'd play that game.
As good as what I imagined.
You didn't need any time at all to make that decision. Standing on the edge. You're
good. RPGs, dino dating. Ugh, it sounds great.
Got nothing else to lose. Might as well jump.
Oh, they're burning their homework or something like that. Stick it to the man. All right, whatever this is not for me. Goodbye, Volcano High. K.O. Oh, co-op, sorry. Goodbye, Volcano High. All right. It's the end of an era. 2021.
It might be the end of more than that. Careful what you write over your trailers.
Might be the end of the human era if we don't get things going. All right. I don't know about that. Not really my thing, but someone out there is super stoked to live out their dinosaur high school dreams.
Hi, I'm Lorne Lanning, and I'm here to share with you a game that I've been dying to make. It's an emotionally engaging story where rescuing is rewarding, failure is devastatingly hilarious, and the memories should last you a lifetime. Take a look.
Presentation, I think, is real good so far, by the way. Like, just the whole...
solid.
...way it's filmed and stuff. Oddworld.
You are no longer a slave.
Oh, John. I have an unnatural love for this series.
They believed, trusted, followed, and it led them here. You may have escaped the murderous blades. But the fate of your entire people is up to you. Holy
That's awesome. In just a little bit here, I'm 100% in. That world is some of the coolest, weirdest shit.
The only Oddworld game I ever put any real time into was the Stranger's Wrath, but I liked it.
Stranger's Wrath's pretty good.
I ever played.
The first and the second one were my jam, and man, that looks like a weird throwback to both of those plus some. That looks great.
PlayStation 5 によって我々の考えるTokyoのビジュアルを実現できます。今までに見たことのない東京の魅力を見て聞いて感じることができます。これからお見せするのはGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwireやTokyoGhostwire
Yeah, this is a game where that lady came out and said it's spooky.
Oh, the one from the one that ran it until she quit, but she used to be at Bethesda. This is a Bethesda thing, right?
No. I think that's who she... Wait, wasn't she the Tokyo Ghostwire person, or was she with Bethesda?
Now I don't remember.
Nope, now you've completely confused.
Well, this could be Bethesda. This could be third party.
This is supposed to be a scary game. I mean, not surprising with Shinji Mikami behind it.
Yeah. All right, we'll see what this is.
I like the look of this. There's something about the style to it that I'm really liking.
Yeah, me too. I think it's cool.
Fight when others won't.
I sense a game John might have to watch me play.
Yeah, maybe.
It's up to you to save Tokyo.
I'm pretty sure the Slender Man just guest starred in this trailer. Oh, look at this. Wearing those kabuki masks.
Yeah. Although it's looking surprisingly action-y, so maybe you'll be okay.
Yeah, action-y I can do a little better than... it's like they got a control element to it a little bit.
Like the Avatar fighting against ghosts.
Ooh, that shadow did not do me any good. Face.
Off. I could eat a peach for hours.
Yeah, Ghostwire. That's the one. Ghostwire Tokyo. Let's see if it says Bethesda. Yeah, Bethesda.
Oh, it is Bethesda.
Yeah, okay. So that makes sense.
Well, hot dang. We were both kind of right.
She's not on that team anymore, though. She quit, which bums me out.
Yeah.
But apparently she's got some secret-y thing going on with some other people that quit. And I want to know what that is, because she was a hoot. All right, what do we got here? Oh, the DNA of space and time.
Mr. DNA, where did you come from? From your blood.
Your blood. This is weird.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm digging the look of this.
It's giving me the willies. Let's see what
Not ready to rule it out just yet, but there's something about it that I'm...
It's very off-putting.
Not into.
Well, a giant pair of hands I might be into. Oh, what's this?
Oh, yeah?
Some sort of rocket. I like rockets. Carve out a future for a people. Haunted by Oblivion, the video game by Bethesda Softworks. Propelled by dreams, by Media game. Molecule. Sometimes my memory works, and when it does, it's stupid what I say. Okay. Year Zero. Is that the name of this?
Fired by Batman.
By Batman. Well, year one, two, three. Oh, the years are passing very slowly. And this.
Yeah, that took a long time for that ship to move.
Yeah, not if I'm... What is this?
See, I'm just assuming there's something with the scale. Like, that's the reason why we had the look that we had. So, I'm curious if this is going to be, like, a No Man's Sky in terms of, like, scale. You're going to other planets. I don't know.
I can't tell at all.
Ooh, those mountains.
It makes me slightly intrigued. Because I like weird shit. Ooh, that water looked good. The Far Shore. Jet, The Far Shore.
We've run out of titles for video games. This is all we have left.
That looks like a launch title because of the date. Super Brothers and Pines. Okay, so Super Brothers. Didn't those guys do... I know that name. Didn't they save the princess from Bowser?
Yeah, they did.
The Super Brothers.
They worked very hard at it, and they did it.
Yeah, they did it. Well done, guys. Oh. Uh-oh, this feels like the end of something. Oh, no, never mind. Gearbox presents Our Weird CEO and All His Problems. Oh, this is that one they showed briefly, or it got leaked or something. It's like competitive Dota meets... I don't know what they call it.
This doesn't look like a Dota.
No, it's like it's a competitive multiplayer thing, though.
Is it? Because this looks like an adventure game.
What did I read? Vanquish, that's it. No, no, not Vanquish. That's another game. That was a statement. Vanquish your foes, not here's the game Vanquish. The problem with catchphrases, they all sound like the title of the damn thing. Oh, Godfall, that's it.
None of that looked like a multiplayer thing, though.
For some reason, in my head, it is, but I could be completely wrong. That was very video gamey in a way that didn't excite me very much.
No, no. Well, Gearbox is not a studio that when their name appears in front of something gets me excited anymore.
Well, unless they left a secret jump drive with something weird on it that you might get.
Yeah, then okay. Yeah. It's entertaining for an afternoon.
For the restaurant you're hanging out in. Is this Hyperlight Drifter? What is this? This looks like Hyperlight Drifter to me. Did I miss that? I think I saw something on the title. It sounds like a sequel. Because I can tell you Hyperlight Drifter did not look like this. Ooh, you've arrived.
Now this, I like the look of a lot.
I do too.
Oh my gosh.
I do too. It looks very cool. Oh man, that's a long fall. The Void. VR place in Pleasant Grove?
Yep. Nailed it.
Like a Hyperlight sequel? What is this?
Well, it looks very cool. It also looks like an adventure game, which is like what everybody seems to make when a new console comes out, but that doesn't mean it's bad.
Solar Ash.
I love the look of this.
I think the beginning said awesome. from the makers of Hyperlight Drifter is what it said. I think that's what it said. And that's good because they have really cool style stuff going on. All right, solar. What was it? Solar flare. Solar what? Solar remnant. What was it?
Solar flash.
Solar parts. Solar bits.
Solar fish.
The solar fish.
Yes.
Whoa! What we got here? Some kind of spy. It's
Hitman.
It's the Hitman. Yeah, Agent 47.
Yeah.
It was always gonna end like this.
Was it though?
You were gonna dress up like a doctor of some kind and then run around for a couple hours.
I was gonna hit that guy with a frying pan in the kitchen.
Then there was gonna be an explosive duck and I just couldn't deal.
I couldn't do it. This doesn't seem like a Hitman game. Maybe they were just saying IO9 or IO1 or 101 Studios, makers of Hitman. Oh no, that's him.
Yeah, until all of a sudden one of those trees pulls out a gun and shoots him.
I can't tell what's happening. This music is awesome. Ooh, it's that lady. I know who that is, that actress. Hitman 3. So wait, are they doing like future stuff?
I don't know.
I'm kind of ready for that.
I will always play a Hitman game. Those past two have been great. Agreed. I didn't play as much of the last one, but I love it.
Oh, he's going to talk about it.
In Hitman 3, Agent 47 is back for his most intimate and professional contract in his entire career. This is also the dramatic conclusion for the World of Assassination trilogy. I'm so proud to be here to present a little glimpse of the gameplay where Agent
I'm French Chris Metzen.
Top of the world.
You might know me from such things as. Enjoy.
Why is he French Chris Metzen?
He looks like Metzen to me. I don't know.
A little bit, I guess. I do see it a bit.
All right, here you go. This is going to be cool. Sydney Opera House. All right. Got some stuff going on there. Probably some music. Now, this looks all future-y, dude. Am I wrong?
No, there's definitely a like futuristic element to it.
Dude, Agent 47 is just so badass. That was the look? Oh, come on.
Yeah, that wasn't much.
No.
You weren't kidding when you said a little look.
Near future, maybe. Okay, chat room says. Uh-oh. It was a VR thing, I'll bet. Or are they showing the interface? We might be getting interface.
I mean, that would be a nice thing to get to see.
Oh my gosh, your controller is a dude. Not since Spot from 7-Up have I been so excited about a thing.
Here's the new mascot. It's your controller. Yep. He likes coins.
The whole time he was in there just waiting to get out. Meet Controlly, the controller guy.
Sony's desire to have a mascot is a little tragic.
Well, their attempts have fallen on... What was that? What was that? You have to say more than this. That was really dumb.
No, look at these symbols again.
Hey, wait, these are the symbols on the controllers, aren't they? Okay.
Weird. It's like PlayStation. I get it now.
Weird. Weird. All right, what do we got here? Window Man. Heard a lot about Window Man. Oh, what
yes,
is that?
Yes, hello, I'm going to be in this video game.
Yes, hello. Oh, my. Ooh, I like the look of this. I'm all about stylization, baby.
Yeah.
I don't need rocks to look like rocks. I mean, I do, but this kind of stuff's way more compelling to me. Hey, John, another adventure game.
I don't even know what to say. Hey, adventure is fun, you know? Yeah, sometimes you go on adventures.
Yeah, I feel like that's true. Whoa, Mad Max Fury Road behind them.
Yep.
Get out of there, or I'll see you at the gates of Valhalla.
Yep, everybody's looking forward to the part where you play as the old butler.
It's a weird back and forth. Is he dreaming all this?
Maybe he got old. These are his adventures from his heyday. Now this is what he does with his life.
Oh, this looks cool. Ew! What the frick, dude?
That was a good cut. I like the look of this a lot.
I do too. It looks really neat. Ooh, look at that. Skyrim 2. Oh, Little Devil Inside. Okay. Oh, maybe it happens inside the old man's body. He's a little shrunk up dude. Maybe that's it.
Hey, you ever seen these symbols?
I was going to ask if these are... What do those represent? What are those...
What's up, everyone?
Oh, hey.
I'm Zion Williams to the New Orleans Pelicans. Here we go. The first ever teaser for NBA 2K21. Y'all are not ready for this.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Is there really a team called the Pelicans?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
A long time ago.
Really?
Yeah, you're not much of a basketball follower, I take it. Well, you used to be.
No, not anymore. Yeah, I used to be, yeah. Back when it was good.
Yeah, back when the Suns were awesome.
Right before it became stupid.
Whoa, you see how sweaty that guy looked? That's pretty good. Gotta have a sports game. You always show the sports games.
Yeah, you gotta show the sweat. You gotta show... The sweat's important. That's most important. Where are we at with sweat tech?
Yeah, how's the sweat tech treating you? Get it in there, buddy. Oh, you did it. Imagine if you'd have missed. Oh, the disappointment. Yeah, show me the court view, though, dude. They actually have a lot to make up for because that last game pissed everybody off with their microtransactions. It was bad. I'm not even like a basketball sports fan, but... Okay, this one I kind of like. Look at that. That's cool. You're all stuck in styrofoam, which is not very eco-friendly, but what are you going to do? Trees.
What did you think it was that made you go...
I thought of Animal Crossing for a hot second.
I knew it. I knew that's what it was.
Just for a second, I got excited. Okay, a little strawberry man has eyeballs for those listening audio only here. Okay, another one. He's got a friend. Now they're going to mate.
Oh, I've played that game. Oh, that makes me think of Viva Pinata, which is not a Sony thing. But
no.
Oh, this one's lively. Beautiful seed patterns. Oh, and it's tasty, too.
You know. Like a Steve Irwin type here.
Welcome to the island of usually eat.
Yeah.
Did her hand turn into strawberries?
It did. I don't know how I feel about that. So Octodad developers, interesting. What do you do here? I can't tell what you do.
Yeah, eat stuff and become other stuff. It's like horror Kirby.
Ooh, a sandwich. Did you see that sandwich?
Mm-hmm. Food would have to be pretty darn good to get me to eat it if it mutated my body immediately into what I just ate.
Yeah, he ate a burger. Now what? Invitation
is open. Now they got onion ring arms. On the island. Like, congratulations. You can never hold anything again. I hope your stupid snack was worth it.
Yeah, is it worth it? Now you got a freaking sweet roll on your face. How do you feel? Oh, bug snacks. I thought she was singing Bug's Life that whole time, which seemed like an infringement of copyright, but
yeah.
What do I know? What's happening? Ice cream bugs. Ugh, shit. Comic font. Whee! All right, that looked okay, I guess.
My girlfriend's daughter wanted to change the font on her computer to be Comic Sans the other day. I just didn't have the heart to tell her that, like, hey, people are going to make fun of you.
She will learn that lesson soon enough. May as well just let... Sometimes you got to let that battle happen.
Yeah.
She'll figure it out. I think that was an O from your controller. Could be wrong. Yeah, here's the X. I'm sorry, the cross button. Excuse me.
This sounds almost Star Wars-y, but not.
A little.
Hi, everyone. Oh. Thank you for being with us today for this very special event. But before we get to the end of the show, I have something very near and dear to me.
My chest hair. Oh, not that.
It just rips off his shirt.
Look how close it is to me. Okay, here we go.
I've been working out. I got swole-walled. In quarantine.
Back to the video games now, and he just runs off.
Just very proud of myself.
I'm predicting God of War sequel. That's what I'm predicting. I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to predict it.
I mean, God of War's been pretty quiet. They didn't do any DLC, they didn't do anything, they just put that game out.
Boy! Oh.
The body.
Alright. Some sort of creature units. Coming down here to... Ooh. What is this?
I mean, it's got a knight in it. Makes me think Dark Souls. Actually, it looks like Castlevania.
A little bit. Oh, it's Deathwing.
All shall burn.
Pain. Agony. Demon Soul.
Oh, Demon Souls 2.
Is it Demon Souls?
Oh, just Demon Souls.
Are they rebooting the franchise there? The franchise?
I mean, it might as well be Dark Souls at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't play those games.
Deathloop is a next-gen first-person shooter about rival assassins locked in a time loop.
This is our unique vision. What Arkane is all
we
about.
We had a very shitty microphone gameplay. Where we are today.
A surreal player-driven story smashed together.
Want to see some stylish action? Check this out.
Jeez, that guy scares me. He makes me feel nervous.
Watch the stylish action.
Watch it now. All right, what do we got here?
She is not making this easy.
What is this?
It's stylish action. Watch the stylish action, Scott.
Ooh, a little stealth in here. Ooh, okay, all right. I like how that body disappeared. He's got the powers!
Hope you're ready to loot!
Are those robots?
Busted.
They look like robots.
Yeah, they look weird. They look like stylish action.
Restart loop. Bethesda. Oh, I bet this is a new,
Good morning, Black Reef.
What's that called? Another day, another death. Oh, John, help me. The series where you're stealthy and do stuff.
Oh, the stealth series. Everyone else on
this island, this place is paradise. A never-ending party. Where hunting me is the main attraction.
Are you saying Dishonored?
Dishonored, yeah. It looks like a Dishonored future-y thing.
They always cut me down.
I don't know. I think this might be a new thing.
Stubborn motherfucker.
Ooh, we got an effort. Sweet.
Yeah.
We're not afraid to swear here at Bethesda Softworks. We're more like Bethesda Hardworks.
Yeah, haven't you seen one of our stage presentations?
Yeah, it's edgy. Ooh, that's cool.
Every loop I'm learning a little more, piecing together the puzzle. There's 8 targets, and they all gotta die before midnight. There's just one little snag.
You thought it was going to be easy?
Juliana Blake. Black Reef's protector and a real pain in my ass. She may kill me a million times, but eventually, inevitably, I will break this fucking loop.
Oh, there's two.
This is Death Loop. So Death Loop, rival assassins locked in a time loop. Is this multiplayer? What is this? No, it doesn't look like it. Oh, jeez. First you don't succeed, jump into the grinder. I'm sensing this game and that other game earlier, they kind of got the same theme going.
Yeah, they're
keep
like...
dying and trying
hey
again.
Guys, I think a couple years ago, Edge of Tomorrow was on like Netflix. A bunch of people got a lot of ideas.
I like this 70s, 60s looking
I don't like watching you die. I like killing you. There's a difference.
It's like you can play as both of them.
Yeah, you can be a lady. All right. I think that looked all right.
That seemed okay.
I'm not really sure what you're doing yet, but I'll keep an open mind about that.
Well, please reflect on it while we show you these PlayStation symbols.
Ooh, his story has come to a close.
Long ago, a young girl went with her mother to pick berries for her father.
Oh, boy. That's some bad ADR. One day, an anime game was shown.
The forest greeted them with a dark, cold silence. The bushes empty. Yet determined to find the berries, the rascal broke free of Mother's grasp and vanished into the trees. Mother's worried cries faded fast as the girl ran on, over vine, under branch.
Then on TikTok.
And into the forest deep.
What is it with that creepy story?
It's just a local tale.
You're really into that stuff?
Is this your way of saying it's too anime for you, Scott?
Oh, the dialogue is pretty bad. Pretty.
No! Friendly! Friendly! Who are you? Who sent you?
Reloading!
Oh. RE6. Or 8. RE8.
They're coming. Who is?
I'm betting RE8, dude. This is Resident Evil 8.
Yeah, that seems to line up with the things we heard in the leaks.
Yep. A direct sequel to 7 is just what my heart needed, obviously. Skeven. 7 scared the shit out of me. Many, multiple times. Guaranteed that's what this is. President Evil 7. No, just Village?
No.
Really? Oh no, it
oh.
is. It is. It totally
ah,
is.
They tricked you. They Chris? Did the old switcheroo.
Yep.
Sorry, Ethan.
Is that Chris? It's Chris.
Why?
Chris, why?
Let me shoot.
You made blood, Chris.
Why are you shooting people, Chris?
Chris was old looking there.
Well, yeah, he was old looking at the end of 7.
Yeah, that's true. Not getting any
Man,
younger.
Man, I will say this, though. I wish it didn't use Chris, because Chris is my least favorite Resident Evil.
I agree.
Character.
Get Barry in there. Get Jill back. Get someone back. Barry, I'd go for some Barry. I would.
I could use a berry.
I could use a berry right about now. All right. Spaceman, future space, city, spaceman.
You blew it up.
Damn you, Walter Hell.
Oh, please tell me this isn't. Ooh, jeez. Some weird expansion sequel to the Death Stranding business.
It does have that feel to it, yeah.
It's actually the weird shit like this that I like Sony for when I'm considering a console. I just like weird video games, and I'd like more of them.
He plays this hologram cat.
Yep. Hologram cat and glitchy hair girl. The adventures of... Her hair's not right. It's going to annoy me. It's a next-gen console, damn it. Uh-oh. It's the Dementors. It's awful quiet for a girl that would be screaming otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd worry about saving her. She's not...
doing? What is this?
There's a lot happening here.
Pragmata. Or pragmata or pragmata.
Oh! What is that?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
It is girl on moon somehow without breathing freedom. Apparatus.
Our freedom.
Oh, is it possible she can breathe up here on this planet?
Okay. I'm gonna say I'm not
I was in. I was in until that part. Because I think it looks weird, and again, I like weird. I like imaginative stuff. Although Death Stranding was that my kind of weird until it came out, and I heard about it, and the gameplay sounded terrible, so I didn't play it. All right, now are they going to show us the box? They got to show us the box. Oh, my Lord. That dude from Japan made it seem like it was almost over. I guess not.
Here comes some water.
God of War 2. I don't know.
Just keep saying it. It'll be true
eventually. It's like Diablo 4. I said it enough times, it eventually became true.
Just at the next BlizzCon, just God of War 2.
Oh, this is cool. Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn 2. I bet you those are robot birds. Turned to graves. Oh no, they're not. Those are regular birds.
In their place.
Little Mermaid 2.
Finally. Disney getting off their ass.
Yeah.
Dude, crabs weird me out.
He's gonna sing.
They're weird. Under the sea. Under the sea now.
The new dangers.
Yeah, I told you.
There we go.
It totally is. That first game is so good.
Yeah, I love that game.
She's my favorite video game redhead. Oh no! It's a giant snapping robot turtle.
Surprise! I was a robot!
The whole time!
There's nothing I wouldn't do to save this world. No depth I won't explore.
She's a little breathy, the acting. You know what I mean? There's nowhere I wouldn't go. There's no depth I wouldn't swim.
See, I'm just worried because I don't handle underwater stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that true?
Yeah, that's a weird environment for me.
I do okay in a video game, but if it's dark and I can't see what's down there, I have a problem.
She's in the desert.
This mission is mine alone.
This is a day one buy for me, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I loved that first game so much.
Yeah. It's very, very good.
This guy.
He's cool. He's got some Tron business in his head. Ooh, it's like a big, it's like a big boar. Robot boar. Ooh. Metallic pterodactyl units. Horizon 2 Forbidden West. Oh.
But whatever comes.
Robot elephant.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I will be ready.
All right. I mean,
I'm excited about that.
We assume this is coming, so I am totally, totally excited.
On behalf of the entire team at Guerrilla, we're happy to share the first look at Horizon Forbidden West.
We're continuing Ellie's story as she moves west to her far future America.
To brave a beautiful but dangerous frontier, masked with mysterious new threats.
Get ready to explore distant lands ravaged by massive storms.
Catch me on Stranger Things Season 4.
And take on new, powerful machines as you return
to the majestic world of Horizon.
Stay
tuned for much more. Can't wait for you to get your hands on it.
All right. Let's see if that's true there, Francine. These are developers. They're showing some faces of developers for those listening.
I think this is a lot to look forward to for the community.
I think fans are going to be really pleased.
As a game designer and storyteller, this is incredibly exciting. We're talking a whole new generation of ideas and experiences that we can create for the player.
No matter where they are.
Hold on a second. They just said they were going to show more.
Didn't they say they were going to show more?
Yeah, they screwed that up.
Were they saying that what they showed was what they showed?
We just showed you more.
We want to wow players.
Expect the unexpected.
And I, for one, can't wait.
You can't wait.
We can't wait to share them with you.
It's so exciting.
Incredibly exciting.
It's really about
for the players and for our players.
As a developer, that's an amazing feeling to have.
Great big Zoom call right now.
Welcome to PlayStation 5.
Ooh, that was cool sounding, the way everyone's voice did their thing. Oh, here we go. Couple of balls. Okay, as testicles, confirmed. Oh, never mind. It's got 1,000 testicles.
That's a lot.
Ooh, look at this. They're making it's like the DNA of the box. Oh, John, this is the big moment. This is it. All right, everyone shut up. We're going to watch this.
Maybe it comes in 4 different shapes.
Yeah, maybe. Because look, the circles are in there. Here comes the X's. Oh, man.
I mean, these are all going to fall apart and it's going to be standing there, right?
I would assume so. This music is intense. Oh my gosh, they are really pissing me off. This is
at the end, it's going to look like an electronic device.
Personally, I'm a fan of this kind of ridiculous overkill, but just hurry up and show the damn thing.
This is actually the boot screen. You have to go through this every time you turn it on.
Yep. Oh, look at that thing.
Hey, there it is.
Yeah. So they're it's similar look to the... This music's cool.
That looks pretty sleek.
Yeah, it does.
I do like the look of it.
I wonder if there'll be a black one with a white interior, like they'll mix it up. Wait, don't show me your ports.
Show us the ports.
Show us your
ports. We get it. You put a lot of artwork into it. Show us your ports.
It's pretty sexy. Does it lay on its side or no? Top only?
All these people who've invested in entertainment centers where you put things horizontally are suddenly very nervous.
Yeah, because Xbox has got the tall tower. This thing is tall, obviously.
I guess I gotta put all my shit on the top of the entertainment center now. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sony. There's some ports. Ooh, USB-C. I like that. Big fan. Why are there 2 of them? Digital edition. Oh, they got a cheap edition.
No disc drive.
That's the one I would get.
That is the one I would get.
Yeah, I don't need the thing.
I don't own a single PlayStation 4 disc, so I already know exactly where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm in the download generation 100% on this. I don't need any of that. Okay, headsets, remotes. What else you got there to show me? Got some unit there. I literally don't need discs. I'm so happy to hear there's a version of this I can get without a drive.
You've enjoyed the first glimpse of our future today. You've seen our most striking console design yet, and you've seen games that can only be enjoyed with the full range of PlayStation 5's features and power. At PlayStation, we believe in generational transitions, and we put years of work into making them happen. We want you to enjoy the unique benefits of moving from one generation to the next. Thank you for joining us.
We're
launching later this year.
Nothing.
And we have tons more to share. Welcome to PlayStation 5.
We look forward to offering downloads that are not so slow you want to pull your teeth out and swallow them.
I mean, was that like his attempt at addressing backwards compatibility and saying, like, we believe that a new generation is a new generation, so ask us about backwards compatibility.
I'm glad you said that. That's an interesting point of view. Because they didn't say anything about that.
Whatever comes.
That elephant is so cool.
I will be ready.
All right, so now we see... This is the famous... This is what everyone loves to do in video game trailers now, is they show everything we've seen so far in quick cut. I don't know who started this trend, but it's here. It's here to stay.
I'm going to take another controversial take.
Go.
Especially considering all the love the chat has shown for cats.
Okay, go.
But if you're going to make a game where your primary antagonist is a cat,
yeah.
I think that cat could look better.
I'm going to go ahead and let me figure out my stance on this issue. I'm going to go ahead and say, as video game cats go, it looks fine. Oh, it was on its side. Did you see that? It was flat. They showed it on its gut. So you can lay it down. Did you see that by chance?
I missed it.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
It was sitting, not standing, in a quick shot there. I'll bet that means you can do both. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that thing. Not that. Not that. This. Yes. That. Nope. Not that. Nope. Not that. This. And Spider-Man. I'm into Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank looks great. That thing looks kind of cool. I don't know what to call it. Maybe I'm into that. Don't know about that yet. That lady keeps waking up. Yeah, that thing was sitting on its side in one of those shots. And I think it was where the disk drive was up on top, so it lays down on its left side there.
Yeah.
John, we did it. We made it through the presentation.
We did it. Now, here's the big question. Did it sell you on a PlayStation 5?
I think I was already leaning that direction, even though I'm still contemplating fairly heavily the idea of Xbox services as being superior services. And there's nothing wrong with that new hardware there's either. So I'm kind of torn, actually, to be honest. To me, it's a fight between Sony's first-party development and just generally cool console ideas that they often have. It's between that and, hey, Microsoft's going to let me do a lot of stuff for a really cheap fee every month.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. They need to tell me more, though, and quick, so that the hype of this wears off and I think more about their stuff, because as it stands, I'm a little more interested in that thing than I am the refrigerator. I mean, I'd love both, but I don't know if this year's that year for me.
See, I think I'm the other way. I thought all this looked good. I think Sony continues to make a strong case that they have really good exclusives, which, you know, is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it sold me on the idea of a PlayStation 5. Like, I would probably end up getting one because I want to play Spider-Man and I want to play Horizon. And the only way to play those is with a Sony console. But, like, honestly, I'm walking away from it going, boy, I'm really curious what Microsoft has to say.
I mean, that's true for me no matter what, either way. But if you're going to ask me where I want to plunk down my cash, I want to wait and see what they say first.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to just go, that's it. PlayStation's getting my money. I'm not ready to do that yet, but they may well, and part of it will be, again, like, where else am I going to get that Spider-Man game? Where else am I going to get Horizon? Although they're putting Horizon 1 on PC soon, so I guess I could be Johnny wait a long time and get it then.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, that's the other thing, is I know that a lot of those Microsoft games I'll be able to play, and, you know, if I don't have to get the new Microsoft thing, then I can't afford to get the new PlayStation thing. So,
right.
I guess I may end up getting it. So before everybody in the future calls me a hypocrite, if I end up getting one, you know, that could very well happen for the exclusives, but there was nothing on there that made me go, oh my gosh, I'm 100% in. I want to buy a console for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I think you're not wrong about that. I think we need to see more of what Microsoft says, because as Microsoft's lineup goes, it's third party or bust, and you can get all that on your PlayStation as it stands right now. I mean, Halo Infinite might be the greatest thing ever made, but we haven't seen shit, and they're holding on to that and probably will show us this, you know, sometime in the next month or two. But that's not enough for me either. I can't just have the one awesome exclusive. On the other hand, I love Microsoft's recent attention to cross-platform PC stuff. Inexpensive, a relatively inexpensive Netflix-style game service. Game Pass is legit, like a valuable service. But I'm already kind of getting all that value on PC that I want. It hasn't made me rush out and buy an Xbox One even. See, like part of me is like, hey, Microsoft, you're my new PC subscription. Congratulations. Hey, Sony, you're my new console. Congratulations. Hey, Nintendo, what are you doing next? That's kind of where my head's at.
Yeah, I think a big thing for me, as funny as it is the snotty approach that Sony has adopted towards backwards compatibility and their historic library is really off-putting to me. Mm. They seem to have this air of them, which is, you know, oh, didn't you own a PlayStation? Why don't you still have it? Don't you own a PS2? You should still have that. They have a really strong backlog and catalog of games, I would say, you know, second maybe only to Nintendo. And the fact that they ignore it constantly and just go, we're looking at new stuff, like mm-hmm. we're about the new, is a little off-putting to me. Because I think there are some really great games in their history that I would love to play. And it seems weird that they don't want to even acknowledge it. You know, they don't, they pretend like previous generations never even happened.
Well, they did say backwards compatibility with PS4 is happening. They have said that. They have said backwards compatibility will happen with PlayStation 4 games, but that's kind of it. They haven't gone to the extent that Microsoft has been going, which is, what about all these 360 games? How about those? How about we give you those? What about some original Xbox games? How about those? Like they're digging a little deeper into what's possible there. Sony is saying, yeah, backwards compatibility with the last generation, but that's all they've said. And they haven't made it real clear that, is that everything? Is that only digital stuff? Do any of these have the leap forward thing you're doing that Microsoft's doing, where if you buy a version of, what game was it? The Valhalla Assassin's Creed thing. If you buy that thing on a Xbox One, you'll get a free upgrade to the Xbox Series X version of that game. No questions asked, no $10 fee, none of that. You just get it for a limited time for free. And there's a bunch of games. What do they call it? Pass it forward or push it forward or something like that?
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
It's weird. I would like to see a little bit more clear information from both Microsoft and Sony on that regard. It seems to be something of a priority for Microsoft, though they're also being unclear as to how much and what. For Sony, it just seems like it's not a priority at all.
Well, and the fact that he said we're all about big generational change, that annoys me, because you know you're not really. You made that pro thing, that little half step pro deal, and it wasn't that great. It was okay, and if you're buying a new PlayStation, fine, but it wasn't an upgrade path for people who already had a PlayStation, and if they did, they regretted it, you know. So it's entirely possible that they're just on the wrong side of video game history here by not leaning more into backwards compatibility. To me, I'm always about the new stuff, and I'm excited about that, and I don't want to play on old things anyway. I want to move on, and I think that's generally what Sony is trying to appeal to, but I think more and more, I'm the exception. I think more and more people are like you, where you're like, hey, how about the value that I've already spent with you as a company all these years? How about I don't want to buy just your enhanced versions 5 years later? How about I can still play this stuff now? Like, they haven't really super addressed any of that stuff.
Well, and Tech Realm has a good counterpoint in the chat. I'll read it because I think it is good. Sony isn't poo-pooing backward compatibility. They're poo-pooing forward compatibility. They're saying it's dumb to make, for example, Halo Infinite run on an Xbox One, which would confine its design to the limits of the Xbox One rather than the new hardware. And I think that's a fair point.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I also think it's something that somewhere along the way, you know, there was a period of time it felt like where backwards compatibility was really important. I think it was probably the PS2.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, just the general trend, and not to get too tinfoil hat about it, I think it was the, hey, if we remaster these games, we can sell them again. All of a sudden, it stopped being important. And it has remained important to me because I'm old, I'm cranky, and I like my old games sometimes.
No, I get it. Also, what was it, PlayStation 3 when it launched? It had an entire hardware component for backwards compatibility with PS1 and 2. And then they just revisioned it out and it no longer did it.
Yeah.
And that was weird. That was a weird shift.
I had one of the ones that it worked on, and I was not going to get rid of it for anything.
You still have it?
No, I did eventually get rid of it. Oh, okay. I wouldn't get rid of it for anything until a new system came out, and then I got rid of it.
Yeah. Also, the other thing I would say about today's games, and this is going to be true of what Microsoft's showing as well, so don't get your hopes up, but there are going to be some gems in there, surely, you know, some things we remember, but there's also going to be plenty of, what was that Xbox 360 launch game from Rare? Cameo, that's it.
Cameo, yeah. Elements of Power.
Yeah, Cameo looked amazing on paper and all the demos seemed cool, but it was really a very pedestrian, not great game. It was okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at launch lineups for almost any console, they're not typically great. And granted, not everything we saw was a launch game, I'm sure, but...
Guaranteed. Well, some of them even said the year they were coming out. Plus, some of them, like, there's no way Spider-Man or Horizon 2 or... half the other stuff in there are coming out this year. There's no way. Not a chance. I'd be shocked if Spider-Man was out this fall. That would boggle my... And if it was, they'd say it. They'd say at the end there, 2020, this fall, 2020 at the end, like they did for the ones that were.
There's a part of me that wonders about that Spider-Man because they didn't call it 2. They just called it Spider-Man Miles Morales, and it's focusing on him. And I can remember interviews where they were asked about it and they said, well, Miles will still factor very importantly into the story, but if we do a sequel, it would be continuing Peter's story. So part of me wonders if this isn't like, not to say it's not a sequel, but if it's not more of an offshoot, like another thing, maybe that would mean it would be ready sooner.
It could be. It says, oh, well, according to inverse.com, there is a leaked release date. Is this correct? You got a late 2020 PS5 release date. Really? Let's see. June 11th, they finally unveiled. Bah, 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 bah. Where did they get this info? Because this sounds fishy. It says, we didn't see any gameplay during the Sony reveal, but the visuals of Miles we did see look positively stunning, photorealistic, blah, blah, blah. 2018, the game. Let's see. As of August, okay. Microsoft has, hold on. Hey, they don't actually say where the rumor's coming from, so I don't know. Take that with a grain of salt. Because there's nothing here that says 2020 guaranteed, so I don't know. But I would be surprised. I'd be surprised if there's no way Gran Turismo is a launch title.
Oh, I'll tell you where the rumor's coming from. Where? It's coming from the trailer, which ends Be Yourself Holiday 2020.
Oh, shit. Did it really?
Yep.
Oh, well, then I missed that. So, damn it.
I blame the chat room. Insomniac Games and Sony.
I blame the chat. I looked over there at the chat then. That's what I blame. That was me. All right. Well, then good. Okay. Well, now you gave me a reason I might have to get a holiday release of that damn thing. Damn it. See, it's these kinds of exclusives that draw me to Sony. They just do. So that's a game I know I'm going to like. I love open world games. I love the last one. I'm ready for more of that. Like, that's kind of a no-brainer, but there's nothing Microsoft's announced outside of the services, again, which I think are super solid, Game Pass and otherwise. And I want to see what they do with xCloud. That's also super interesting to me about where I can play them when and on what. That's all super cool, but they haven't announced a game where I went, oh, that game, have to have it at launch. Not, and Halo Infinite ain't it for me.
Yeah, well, we need to see the Microsoft equivalent of this. You know, they did do that thing where they showed a couple of... games, but it was just some third party stuff. We need Microsoft to do their version of what Sony just did. I'd be really curious about it. See where we're at. And I'm with you. Like, it's always hard to figure out the investment on a new console because here's the dilemma. And I had it with the Switch, which was it came out and you go, okay, that seems cool. And there's a couple things on there that I like. I don't know if I'm like, $600 like, but you know, I like it. Not that they set a price, that's not necessarily confirmed, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, if they came out and they said that, you know, I'm not sure I want to spend $660 on Spider-Man.
Right. It's a good point.
That's a lot. But counter to that, if you wait, like I did with the Switch, all of a sudden there's a whole slew of games you want. You get the console, you spend all this money, and now there's a bunch of games you can't afford to buy for it, and you're constantly playing catch up. Like, I still haven't played Breath of the Wild. Like, all the stuff that drew me to Switch initially, I haven't bought because I just haven't had the money to go back and fill in that back catalog.
Yeah, or the time yet. You got to play those things at whatever pace you can play them, and you're not going to buy them all at once anyway, right? So,
yeah. So you have to be smart about where you invest it. And you know, it is interesting seeing things like, you know, Horizon eventually coming to PC. And it's like, oh, you know, if I wait long enough, is it worth it? So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in the holiday. I can tell you what's going to happen if I don't have another job by then. But, you know, in a world where assuming I have the money, I don't know what would happen. I don't know if they sold me on the next gen of it yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's all looking real good, but it's all very, if you went side by side and said, here's the maximum the PlayStation 4 has done in its life cycle, and now here's one of these, you would probably go, oh yeah, the new one looks really good compared to that. Like, we're going to see those differences, but it isn't like the old generational jumps. It just isn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what anyone tells you. There are other reasons to be excited. SSD, really low, low load times. There's other things to be excited about on the technical front, but a lot of it's just not visual. It's not going to be. There'll be things though. There'll be stuff. It'll be like, whoa, look at the lighting in here. And it'll be better than you've ever seen, but it won't be PS1 to PS2 or PS2 to PS3 or 3 to 4, even 3 to 4 was already kind of, you know, we were getting into the longer tail, and that's where we're at, man. That's where we're at. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I agree with all your points. By the way, that Pragmata thing, it looks so weird. That's a Capcom joint. So, a new IP from them. That's interesting. And I didn't notice their name on there. So that was cool to see with the girl on the moon who doesn't seem to breathe real air, whatever that's about. And her,
oh, that one.
Yeah. Her holographic cat, the weird one.
Uh-huh.
Cats are back, everybody. Cats are the new, every year it's like, oh, bows are in everything. Or this year, stealth is everything or whatever. This year it's all live, die, repeat, and cats. Those are your two
cats
themes.
Cats are an unfulfilling pet.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you. But the chat room might. The chat room might.
Yeah. This is going to be, it's going to be the year of the cat, and it's going to be the year of me getting in trouble for dissing on cats. But, you know, they come up and they're like, oh, I love you so much. You're the best. You're the greatest. And, you know, you pet them and it's not fulfilling.
It's not necessarily the most fulfilling experience you've ever had. That's true.
No, it's just okay.
I agree. Well, on that note, so I'm putting this up as many of you are hearing it right now, audio wise. Some of you are hearing it on the Boop Show feed. Some of you are hearing it on Core. Some of you are watching this on YouTube. So wherever you're getting all that stuff, if you want more information about other shows, if you're on the Boop feed and you're like, wait, what's Core? You want to learn more about, I don't know, hardcore issues around the gaming industry? That's what we do on Core. If you're listening to Core and going, hey, what's going on with this Boop Show? It's all about indies and small experiences. So if that's exciting to you, maybe check that show out. Either way, go to frogpants.com and you'll find all that stuff there. John and E, last words before we head out of here.
Always remember the 5th of November.
And tip your non-air breathing little girls on the moon. Goodbye, everybody.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.